This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a good time to get Geezer Butler on. Yes, I think Geezer's the greatest example of you can do it all. You can survive anything. The bass player for maybe the greatest metal band of all time, the co-founder of Black Sabbath, Geezer Butler.
Born July 17th in Birmingham, England, our next guest was the bassist and primary lyricist for one of the most enduring and influential heavy metal bands of all time. His name is Geezer Butler, and that band is Black Sabbath.
In their masses. Though it's on and on and on, it's heaven and hell. If you listen to fools, the loud.
Multiple gold and platinum albums, an induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and status as one of the forefathers of heavy metal have cemented their place in the history of rock music. And now his book, Into the Void, From Birth to Black Sabbath and Beyond, is out in paperback. Please welcome rock legend Geezer Butler.
Mr. Geezer Butler, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, apart from the jet lag that I'm going through at the moment. Apart from that, it's great.
I revisited the book yesterday, Into the Void. I read it when it first came out. And I tell you, I'm a Sabbath fan from the beginning, and of course an Ozzy fan as well. But then I read your book and your version of, you know, the same journey, and I just realized how much I love the band even more. And all the way from the beginning of four guys in Birmingham, Aston, you know, from an industrial world that with not a lot of hope in the future, who changed music. I mean, it's an impossible story of brothers finding each other.
Yeah. Especially since we all lived literally around the corner from each other in this like part of Birmingham, and luckily we were all into the same kind of music, and it seems like a miracle that it even happened.
Well, and Ozzy had just gotten out of prison. Tony didn't like him. He was a skinhead who didn't wear shoes, but he had one shoe on a dog leash.
That's the way I first met him. I went round to his house because he'd put an advert in one of the music stores saying Ozzy Zig needs a gig and has home PA. So I went round to his house and he wasn't in, and his sister took my address, and she said, it's only round the corner. He'll come round like later tonight. And he turned up with his dad's work gown on. A shoe on a dog leash, a chimney brush over his shoulder, and no shoes on. And I was saying, I just said, yeah, what do you want? He says, I've come for the gig. And he says, and I've got my own PA. And I went, okay, you're in.
And again, it was your love of the similar music, too. You guys love the Beatles. It was all happening. And you guys, you go to Tony, you get with Bill, and you form this crazy friendship. But let me go backwards for a second, Geezer. You know, you were born, and I thought this was interesting, the seventh child of a seventh child on the 17th day of the seventh month, July 17th, 7 minutes to midnight, which is an odd thing. But then, strangely enough, I really related to this. When you were born, your sister, being the only child, was jealous and tried to throw you out the window.
Well, she wasn't the only child. She was the sixth child, but she was the youngest at the time. And she was like the baby of the house, and everybody sort of, you know, babied her and everything. She was like the person that everybody, like, sort of doted on. And then I came along, and she got jealous and tried to throw me out the window.
My brother came down. He was the oldest, and I was the first second born. He said the smoke burned his eyes. My dad went upstairs and he had lit my crib on fire, and my dad had to get me out and throw the mattress out the window.
Oh, my sister wasn't that bad then.
Yeah, but it's just the story about. And my mom grew up in Norwich, Geezer. So, I have a bit of understanding of you know what everybody faced with that. There wasn't a bright future. It was you got out of school and you went to work at the factory and you went to the pub for a pint and then you went home and maybe if you were younger you'd go back out again. But that was life and that was generation after generation.
Yeah, it was a tough upbringing. But you know it's whatever you're used to. I mean the place is. We were born in a place that had been heavily bombed during the war, and it had never been rebuilt until like late in the 60s. So, you know, you just made what you could of it, made the best of it.
And you know, people, if you guys listening don't know, like we've listened to Paranoid how many thousands and thousands of times. And you explain it in your book, Into the Void. You don't understand, that was probably the first metal song ever written about mental health, about depression, about where you were. Like, you were, as a kid, really, you didn't know how to process it. You were even self-harmed. You cut yourself.
Yeah, I used to go through these, like, bouts of depression. And I just thought it was a normal thing to be. And people, when I'd have them, I couldn't explain myself to anyone. They used to think that I was really miserable or moody or something, and I was getting them quite a lot, and I went to the doctor and told him about it, and he just said, go down the pub and have a couple of drinks, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
or go and take the dog for a walk or something. And
yeah.
I said, no, that's not helping whatsoever. And eventually the only way that I could get these feelings out of me was to write the lyrics, and that's where the lyrics for Paranoid came about. It was finished with my woman because she couldn't help me with my mind, and nobody else could. And it's just these bouts that I'd get, and it's like deep, dark depressions, and you couldn't explain it to anyone.
Right?
Nobody talked about it back then.
No, not at all. And you know, even to the point where the song became this huge song, and then you would, even though it was a song about depression and trying to find a better place, and the final line misconstrued on a TV show because somebody had taken their life and it was on their turntable. So of course they immediately connected the band, which is ridiculous. But they said the line was, I tell you to end your life before it's too late. And that's not the line at all that you wrote. That's not the line.
No, it's I tell you to enjoy life before it's too late.
Yeah.
And these people were trying to turn it around saying, I tell you to end your life. You know, it just didn't even make sense. End your life before it's too late. You know, it really doesn't make sense. It was enjoy life before it's too late.
Well, and look, you guys, Sabbath was great because the music, but the image, I mean, of course, the first time I saw it, I was so knocked out. And as a young man, turned on because I was like, look at this. It's scary. It's heavy. It's plotting. It's so great. And my parents hate it, which is rock and roll, right? And you guys...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we loved horror films at the time.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to project that kind of an image, you know, like a scary kind of thing, but with a message that good always overpowers evil.
Yeah, and you guys were really, the whole Satan thing, it was fun, but then you get to the United States and you realize they're taking it seriously, and these weirdos are showing up at your hotels with candles and pentagrams and robes.
Yeah, America is a totally different place to England and Europe, because, like, so sort of, nobody really believed in Christianity or, you know, God or anything like that. Then we went, got to America, and like there was, people were still religious over here, over there, and they took it everything seriously. Yeah. And, we, you know, in England, you didn't take Satanism or anything like that or even religion seriously anymore. When we got to America, it really surprised us that, you know, it's such a Christian country.
Yeah, and the funny part, like Ozzy, like in the end, if you wanted to go, like the craziest part of Ozzy to me, it's the thread that goes through your book and the love of all you guys. But Ozzy's love of urinating and pooping on cars, promoters, urinating in Gucci briefcases, people's shoes, and of course, the elevator.
Yeah, Ozzy could poop on command.
And he was proficient at it.
He certainly was. That was the best way to show somebody that had ripped you off, like that first promoter,
yep,
when Ozzy went and pooped on his Jaguar car.
I love it so much. I got to tell you, I know we have short time, Geezer, but I love Sabbath and always have, and Ozzy and you and Bill Ward and Tony. And I really hope there's a way for all four of you to do it, just a few songs. I don't know if it's going to work, if it's possible, and if everybody can. But, man, for your sake, you brothers, you guys who grew up, you came from nowhere to become legend, icons, and in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I hope you guys one more time, just for your sake, not even the world's, for yours.
Well, it's up to the spirit in the sky. You know, it's all health problems at the moment, right. So... whether it would ever happen, even if it's like one or two songs, it'd be great. But, you know, it's not up to me.
I got to tell you, what a life. What a life well lived, I got to tell you. And I root for you guys. Like, I root for the idea of the kids from that area in Birmingham and Aston who, against all odds, still managed to, at the end of your lives, have that family. I mean, you fight, you get mad, you get separate, but in the end, you guys are all brothers.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the main thing.
Yeah, you are a legend. You are. Thank you, Geezer. Thank you.
Thanks, Donnie.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.